Welcome to Technovation, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, president of Meta Strategy, advisor to technology executives, Forbes columnist, book author, and your host. Each episode of Technovation features insights from top executives and thought leaders at the intersection of business, technology, and innovation. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. And please subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Thank you. My guest this week is Sri Santanam. Sri is the Executive Vice President and General Manager of Global Analytics and Artificial Intelligence at Experian, a multinational consumer credit reporting company with $4.6 billion in revenue. In this position, Sri drives the expansion of the company's global decision analytics business by fully leveraging opportunities around big data analytics. He also chairs Experian's Global Analytics Council, where he drives the overall analytics and AI agenda. Prior to his current role, Sri worked at Oliver Wyman, an international management consulting firm, where he co-founded Oliver Wyman Labs. In this interview, Sri shares the details and challenges of his position, his mission to fundamentally democratize analytics and AI, his objective to create a team of people from diverse knowledge backgrounds, and his predictions for the future of the analytics and AI space more generally. We also discuss solutions to the growing demand for data science talent, how Experian is working to attract talent to achieve the company's goals, and a variety of other topics. Sri Santanam, welcome to Technovation. It's great to speak with you today.
Thank you for having me, Peter.
It's a pleasure. Sri, I thought we'd begin with your role. You are the Executive Vice President and General Manager of Global Analytics and Artificial Intelligence at Experian, a role that you've had since June of 2019. And it was a newly created position for you upon joining. And I wonder if you could take a moment and kind of unwind the different aspects of that role and how it fits within the broader Experian.
Sure, happy to. So in my role, I'm responsible for the global analytics and AI business. And as part of that, the objective is fairly simple. It's to accelerate the impact that we can have to businesses, consumers, and economies through analytics and AI. What that practically means is historically, Experian has been a data company, and we've had a heritage of over 100 years where we've leveraged the power of data to bring transformative impact to consumers and economies. Going forward, we see the executive team at Experian sees enormous potential in analytics and AI to amplify that impact we have. And my charter is to fundamentally accelerate that. In the 6 months I've been here, I've seen excellence across three different areas. I've seen some of the most valuable data sets on the planet, which Experian has. I've seen some of the industry-leading tech capabilities we have. And in our data labs, which we have in North America, UK and I, South America, and fairly recently opened in APAC, I've seen world-class analytics and AI talent. But the big opportunity for us, and it's also a challenge going forward, is how we bring those three things together, the data, the tech, and the analytics, to produce the game-changing products and services that AI can bring to our customers. We're starting on that journey already. And I see my charter as fundamentally accelerating that, supercharging that, and allowing us to unleash our potential.
Very interesting. I appreciate that overview. And can you talk a bit about, you mentioned it's relatively early days, as you still, in the grand scheme of things, are relatively early in your tenure at the within the organization. Can you talk a bit about some of the areas that you see this impacting, both operationally within inside the enterprise, but also on behalf of the company's customers?
Yes, absolutely. A good example of some of the work that Experian had already kicked off and we've done to drive impact with consumers is Experian Boost. And this is an example of how we've brought data, technology, and analytics to truly produce transformative impact to individual consumers, but also support businesses. what we do here is, if you look at traditional trade lines or information on credit you have for consumers, they don't cover things like utility bills or centfold bills. And the payment activity you have on those carries valuable signal on your ability to repay. So we've created a product which you can voluntarily sign up, offer that information, include that in your trade line and profile, and allow you to boost your score. It's been extremely successful. And to me, that's a great example of the sort of thing we want to do much more of, and we want to do at scale across a number of our businesses. Another example I would quote in that same and related category is work which we've done to bring to market a product we call the Ascend Analytics Sandbox. One of the big challenges that the entire financial services community, and actually other industries as well, face is creating a scalable analytical environment which is capable of housing enormous amounts of data and carrying out powerful AI and analytics. Now, if you go to Google and Amazon, it's bread and butter for them. But actually having an environment where you have data that's securely stored with scalable computational capacity, capable of carrying out like powerful AI and analytics, it's something that's hard to create. We've created this, we've created a product called Ascend, and it's being offered to all of our clients across the board. And it's an example of how we're furthering our mission to fundamentally democratize analytics and AI. So I think those are two examples of the sort of things which we expect to do much more to bring the transformative impact that we see is necessary for our customers, consumers, and clients.
And how do you engage the rest of Experian? As I mentioned at the outset, yours is a new role. No doubt you perhaps had a team that you developed or are in the process of developing. We'd love to cover that as well. But is yours a role that is a collaborative across the organization, drawing from the various technology teams, obviously leveraging data sets that pre-existed and so forth? Can you talk a bit about that broader collaboration within the company?
That's a great question. The charter for my team is twofold. One is to take the existing footprint, if you will, of analytics, and that includes things like scores, and we have a suite of products around decisioning and fraud and IT, and within that business, amplifying the impact of analytics and AI, which already exists. That is a natural and structural part of what my team is already set up to do, and there's a set of interactions with the existing team which allow for that. The second charter is actually powering the rest of Experian. Today, there is an enormous belief and a desire to bring analytics and AI at scale across a number of our other business units like healthcare, business units like auto, our entire consumer data business. And the second part of my role is finding the right way to create this horizontal capability which allows us to democratize analytics and AI and power the rest of Experian. Ultimately, we have a vision where we see analytics and AI as being much more accessible. Today, if you look at AI, it's seen as the forte or the dark art practiced by a small number of data scientists, and you need to be part of that club to be able to do that. What we intend to do is change that and to allow for this notion you may have come across called citizen data scientists, to allow for a much larger number of folks who are domain experts in these other business units to be able to drive, leverage analytics and AI and bring to market products and services which embed those capabilities much faster.
Very interesting. I'm also curious, how have you scaled up? Do you have a team around you? Are you in the process of drawing talent from across Experian in combination with bringing in people anew like yourself who have backgrounds already that are relevant for this?
Yes, I think you're exactly right. As I'm building my team, it's a combination of, I'd say, three constituents of people. One is experts, domain experts, and these are folks in the business who know the various industries, verticals, and have a deep understanding of the customer problems that are most important that we need to solve. The second is a set of what I call like outsiders who bring in a completely different perspective. Some of them are from Silicon Valley. Experian has a precedent of building some of those capabilities already. But bringing in folks who bring in a perspective very, very different from what we've historically seen in the area of AI, analytics, ML, who don't necessarily have the domain expertise but have to learn. And then the third is probably the most important category of people. It's a set of cross-functional experts, people who have the ability to think across the commercial domain, across technology, and across data science, and are able to bring that that entirety together and are able to articulate and help develop these products and services and create the vision of these products and services. So it's those three constituents of folks that we're in the process of bringing on board. And it's still early days, but we're finding a lot of support across the business to do that sort of thing and a belief that there's a lot of value that will come in bringing those three constituents of people together.
Mm. In your time prior to Experian, you spent roughly 16 years at two different consultancies that are now part of the Marsh & McLennan Group, Mercer, as well as Oliver Wyman, where you were more recently a senior partner, as well as co-founder of Oliver Wyman Labs. And I wonder if you could talk a bit about your experience as a consultant and how having a toolkit of client orientation, of solving a diverse array of problems in a diverse array of industries has helped you now in your current role at Experian.
Yes, happy to. To give you a little bit of background on my stint as a consultant, I'd say half that time was probably more as a traditional consultant in that I was focused on strategic and operational problems across a set of industries, and that was probably for the first 7 or 8 years. In the last 6 or 7 years, my focus was around founding, co-founding, and building out Oliver Wyman Labs, which had some of the aspects of traditional consulting, which included strategy and operations. But a big part of it was bringing Silicon Valley-style AI analytics and tech to large corporations and unleashing the potential of that sort of capability within large corporations and imagining bringing the Google, Amazon style sort of tech and analytics capability. And I found that a fascinating journey because my belief is there's an enormous opportunity in this space. We're all keenly aware of the revolution around data, compute, and the price of storage has dropped significantly and the price of compute has come down significantly. But the other thing which isn't called out that often, but is actually coming to the forefront now is open source. And if you look at what Google and some of the other major tech companies are doing, they're making a lot of the technology, the recipes that they're creating and using available for the broader community to utilize and to apply against problems. And we see that as an enormous opportunity. We saw that as an enormous opportunity at OW Labs. And we also realized that if you're a large company, you're at the surface observing some of these, but it's actually quite difficult to be set up to take and leverage either a Google TensorFlow library or to look at their frameworks, which they're publishing, and drive impact from that. So a lot of the work I did with OW Labs was bringing that sort of capability around tech, analytics, and AI to large companies and problems. One of the big things that I saw as I did that was there was an opportunity to further increase impact and drive scale by combining what we were doing with data assets and actually to start creating products and building services. And that's part of my reason and belief in the enormous potential that Experian has as well. At Experian, there's a very powerful combination of assets that Experian has around data, technology, and analytics, which can be brought together to build products and services which are very, very scalable to go after that same opportunity. And a big portion of the reason that I decided to make the transition to Experian was my belief on that opportunity and the assets and the capabilities that Experian has in this space.
As you are developing this part of the business, are there certain sectors or certain industries that are particularly important targets for you, or is it a broader approach that you're taking?
Certainly for us, financial services is an important space simply because we've got at Experian a very significant set of relationships with many of the global financial institutions. But we also believe that in the medium to longer term, the greater opportunity is likely outside of financial services. There have been studies recently done, and one from McKinsey in particular, which takes a crack at quantifying this opportunity. And if my recollection is correct, I think they posit that there's a 5 trillion plus opportunity, and the majority of that opportunity is actually outside of the traditional technology sectors and also outside of financial services. So for us, we certainly see the opportunity around analytics and AI being certainly beyond the verticals of financial services, which we currently operate in.
And I wonder also how you think about, as you've alluded to, this is not only a growing and increasingly important space and a space that is on the minds, if not in the plans, of a great number of organizations, no matter the industry. There is the unfortunate paucity of resources, people with the appropriate skills, and where they exist, they seem to be going to a smaller number of leading companies in this space. You know, one thinks of the traditional Silicon Valley behemoths or the Amazons of the world, for example. And as a result, a lot of large organizations have, both by choice but also by necessity, taken an ecosystem approach in building out capabilities with regard to artificial intelligence. And I wonder if you can comment on that as somebody who's been part of that ecosystem, so to say, as well as somebody who now, as in the past, has hired into your own organizations the talent necessary to fulfill all you've described.
Yeah, it's a great question. And actually, it's an acute problem which a number of companies are facing. Andrew Ng recently shared some data on the demand for data scientists and the job openings that Coursera is seeing. And the numbers are just staggering. There's like a 5-10x, tenfold increase in the demand and the job opening for machine learning, data science, and analytics capable individuals. So it is a big problem in the industry. It's something that we are focusing on as well, and ensuring that we get our we have the right channels into the talent. However, I do think that what's likely to happen over the next 4 or 5 years is that the efforts to democratize a number of these things are going to make a significant amount of progress. even in the last year or two, the notion of creating training, creating tools and capabilities, which allows people who are domain experts, but not necessarily the experts in the math and the computer science, to be able to dive into the algorithms of data science. I think the tools and the capabilities are being created. The approach we intend to take is twofold. We tend to create an organizational model, which, as you said, an ecosystem approach, which allows for us to attract that talent. But at the same time, we intend to make investments to democratize that capability. So you don't necessarily need to have everyone be at that level of data science competence to operate in an effective way.
We've spoken, Sri, about a number of rising trends relevant to your role, really the centerpieces to your role. But I wonder, as you look to the future, are there other trends that particularly excite you that are making their way onto either your personal or professional roadmaps?
I think in this past year, we've seen a number of exciting developments in the analytics and AI space. And I think going forward, there's two areas in my mind would stand out. First, I think it's likely going to be a year of trust and a focus on AI trust and explainability. There's been so much focus on getting analytics and AI to outperform traditional methods. And the success on the back of that is creating a need to expand and allow for all of that success to be explained. You're starting to see elements of this surface where there are challenges even with companies like Amazon and IBM and Microsoft, where there's examples of Microsoft, for instance, putting out a chatbot which was corrupted by Twitter trolls. You've had examples of Amazon in recruiting where there's been challenges with bias and fairness. So I think in the coming year, there's going to be a lot more focus on trust. The second big trend, which certainly we believe and we're looking out for, is data science and machine learning will start to become more of an engineering discipline. Certainly, we are working towards that and starting to drive to that, where traditionally, data science has been much more a sort of bespoke exercise, and there's a lot that falls in the gap between a data scientist and a technologist. Companies like Google are making a lot of progress in this space and also making that knowledge available for the broader communities to use. It's an area called machine learning operations, where the whole notion of bringing discipline from software development into data science is starting to come to the forefront. So I think that's another area where we're going to see a lot of activity. I think these two areas are also important as we think about our vision going forward in driving impact with our customers and consumers, and being able to operate at scale with AI and ML, and being able to deliver it in a way which is safe and trustworthy is key to us.
Excellent. Well, Sri, thank you so much for joining me today on Technovation. It's been a fascinating set of perspectives you provided on your current role, the evolution of your thought process related to analytics and artificial intelligence, and really appreciate you sharing those. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure, Peter.
Thanks for tuning in. Please join me next week when my guest will be Jeff Smith, the Chief Operating Officer at World Fuel Services.